Luke, I'm feeling like a little touch of nerves for the first time in a while with Crossword.
Why is that?
Well, we've had a good break, but we've done a bunch of things over the break, and I feel like Crossword is like growing up to some degree.
Is it because we've got sponsors now?
Yeah, so that's part of it. We have two new sponsors, which I'm quite excited about. Big Scoots and Event Koi have come on board as sponsors of Crossword. We got room for one more sponsor as well for anyone who's interested. And yeah, I think there is this degree of like, okay, we're this is season 9 that we're kicking off now. And we've been doing this now for 5+ years. It's been a lot of fun and I expect to continue to be. And I don't know, we're just like growing up a little bit.
So a lot has happened in WordPress too. I think it's worth just being open and transparent with our listeners about sponsorship.
Ah, yes.
We've never had sponsors before. So yep. I thought, why don't we, it's not something I talked to you about before. Why don't we just give our listeners, set some expectations.
Okay.
What can you expect now that Big Scoots and Event Koi are paying to sponsor our show?
Right. What's interesting too, because this was making me think back to WP Tavern.
I asked you a direct question and you're...
Hold on. Like, we'll come back to it. What can they expect? Like, what goes in the back of my mind is no matter what we say, there's still going to be like what folks actually like take away from it, right? Like actions speak louder than words. We know that, I think with confidence that the folks at the tavern, like, said whatever they wanted to say. Matt didn't come in and say you should or shouldn't do this. And yet there was this undertone to it where it's like, hey, you're being, you know, paid by Matt to do this stuff. And so there's going to be a bias in it. So I don't know. Like, I think we could say whatever we're going to say, but yeah, there is something that changes when you introduce sponsors that I don't know how to say anything about except to be transparent. And then people decide for themselves.
Yeah. I think one thing that we've committed to is to actually using the products of our sponsors.
Yep.
And that way we can give our honest opinion if it comes up, which it may not. And also, we are not going to be doing ad spots in our 15-minute episodes. Right. But I'm really excited for some of the longer episodes that we've got planned for this season.
Yep. Yes. So to give a preview for folks to know what's coming, as Luke mentioned, we won't be doing ad spots in the 15s. We'll have links in the show notes for the sponsors because we do want to call that out and we appreciate it. And for the prospective episodes that'll be coming up, we are going to experiment with doing ads within those. And that's something that we've got a couple of ideas. And yeah, I'm excited about it, man. And we've got, of course, the new Crossword website that you and I have been building on. Why is it not on WordPress?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess we wanted to experiment with something else.
Yeah, it's actually been fun. You set it up for us on Hugo. And one of the things that I've enjoyed thinking through now is like, okay, let's make sure that we're playing with other systems and like CMSs and like ways things work. I'm still building stuff with WordPress on a regular basis. And I think it's helpful to have a broader perspective. So this season we're using Hugo.
Yeah, I personally have found like theming in Hugo, in particular theming, a lot easier than using WordPress. But also, it's a developer tool. You know, it's writing templates and CSS and HTML. So
it's been fun.
Not quite the same goals as WordPress, right?
Yeah,
we don't need to rag on the blog editor in our first episode. It's okay.
Well, and it's been fun. So we're back from a break, and we've got a lot of things that have happened since our last episode. And I thought it might be nice to just touch on a few of the highlights from the break. So WordPress 6.8 dropped since we were talking last. Have you updated your sites? Yes. Like, how are you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was one of the ones that I felt most like, yep, click, let's go.
And yeah.
When the next update came afterwards, I rolled that out right away as well.
And the last big update for a while, right?
It looks like about a year until 6.9 ends up dropping. And this 6.8 release has had a lot of like, hey, let's just clean things up. Let's make sure things are good shape. Tammy Lister did some awesome work as design lead, and a lot of other like great folks came out and got a bunch of things, made a bunch of things happen. So it felt really cool to update it.
Yeah. So I think it might be really good for WordPress to have the next few minor releases as cleanup maintenance releases. It's not always the most sexiest topic to put into a release, but when we're forced to do minor releases in this way, it could be good. We also had, in addition to the 6.8, we had the Jubilee, the WordPress Jubilee.
Before we touch on that, one thing that struck me that I was surprised to hear, I've heard from several product folks that are actually like happy about the idea of it being a year, because it's giving them this like, especially if you're building around like the new editor, it's like, hey, you know that there's not going to be a big change for a year. So it gives you time. So I was surprised to hear that, because I've generally personally felt like, oh man, we're slowing down. Like this is, this isn't good. It's been interesting that it doesn't match what I'm actually hearing from people that are building products for WordPress.
Yeah, there's a certain momentum from the contributors side that people get excited about.
Yep.
But all right,
Jubilee. So what's this about?
For once, I'm not going to use a cricket reference. I'll use a Jewish reference instead. Have you heard of the Shemitah year?
I have not.
Yeah, so this whole Jubilee thing, I didn't realize that non-Jews knew this idea, this word. But yes, it comes from this like ancient Jewish custom of resetting debts every however many years it is. I think it's every 50 years, 7 times 7. Seven years.
That's what I remember.
Script 7 times. And the next year is the Jubilee. And so, that's cool. I didn't know that a Jewish thing, but it's nice. So what happened is Matt has reset the table. He has re-invited back those people who got banned. We were worried for a second he was just going to re-invite everyone who's been banned, which would be terrible.
Right.
But Mary stepped in and made sure that didn't happen. And so, people like Yoast and Say Reed and whoever else
Ryan McHugh
from WordPress there. Yeah, they've been let back in, which is great. Do you know though, Jonathan? I mean, I don't want to complain about this because
you don't. Are you sure?
Really, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
don't you think though?
I think so too.
It's not an apology, but
right,
it's kind of close to one.
I was trying to find the actual language because didn't he do this on his personal site or was it on .org? I was really a little bit confused.
It was on .org. And that's my only complaint, is that it was on WordPress News.
Right.
And I feel like Matt has forgotten that every time he posts to WordPress News, it shows up in the dashboard of every single WordPress website in the world. WordPress users who have no idea about the community or the drama that's happening get these notices like there's a fork of WordPress.
Okay, wait. So I'm confused.
WordPress Jubilee.
I found the post. When I read this post the first time, I thought there was a story about his Catholic faith and how like there's this moment of inspiration and there's some narrative to it. But when I'm reading the post now, it's just the paragraph that says, as I said, we're dropping all the human blocks. So I was certain that I read something different when he first published it.
Interesting. I don't recall any of that. Maybe he put that on X or his blog.
Okay. So I found there's a post that says reflecting. And anyway, it feels like there was an edit made to this, which that's totally fine. But yeah, it seemed like it was connected to he wrote about after the passing of the Pope that it had like an effect on his thinking. I may be mischaracterizing it, but that's what the sense I had, and it's not quite adding up. But yeah, I'm not sure about the actual impact of it. I'm happy to see folks like Ryan and Say and others like not feel like they've lost Yoast, because there's so much of your identity that gets connected to your contributions. Also happy to see that it's not just a reversal on everything, because there are folks who, whether like there are there should be accountability for actions and a processes in place, which I think was the heart of the complaint, that it didn't feel like there's a process that had been followed.
Do you understand what I mean, though? Like, I'm inserting this drama into every WordPress dashboard in the world. Can we just have a separate little... Why wasn't this on the Make WordPress? Why does this have to be on the WordPress news blog?
Yes. That to me does feel like I would argue, in Matt's favor in this case, that it's an unintended abuse of power, but still feels like an abuse of power. And this, like...
Just abuse of power. I don't know. I think it's just short-sighted, or I don't know. I don't think it's malicious.
I don't think so either.
Please stop doing it.
I don't. I somehow doubt. I think it will continue to be the case that it's used how he wants to.
Yeah, that's a huge platform, isn't it? Every WordPress website. All right, what else has happened?
Since
the last season.
Well, while we're talking about Matt, he just did a post on Remember Gravatar, which I thought was a good. First, I saw James LePage on X reference something that Ronnie had written about Gravatar. I use Gravatar, and the way that I think about Gravatar personally today. It has been it's a convenient place where I can go to put a new profile picture and know that all the old WordPress sites where I've posted before will be automatically updated, because that would be just a nightmare. But that's the extent of which I like associate Gravatar. It's like a profile photo convenience. And it seems like there's something with Gravatar where it's like, you're like taking your like AI your profile with you to connect with other things. Like, I don't know. There seems to be some greater ambitions there that I'm like, okay.
Is there more to it than just your photo?
Yes. The way that Matt describes this, he says, Gravatar has always been about giving people control over their identity online. One avatar, one profile synced across the web. Verify connections with a fully open API. Gravatar is a true open identity layer for the internet and now for AI. So that's the extent of like my looking into it so far. Right. I don't know.
What does that mean?
But I'm
okay. Cool.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'm a big fan of James's.
I mean, James. So. Yeah. James is awesome. And he's head of AI at Automattic. So yep. I think we probably have to default to a position of they know what they're doing.
Okay. So over the break, I made a WordPress plugin. I actually don't like the phrase vibe coding. I find it insulting, but I used AI tools, and I had quite the experience with you where I felt that initially you were pretty like, what is this, Jonathan? Like, why are you bothering with this? That's a little bit ungenerous. You were actually kind enough to take the time to give me feedback on things. But I found myself, it was a lot of fun. I found myself starting to have fun again with like making something, or I had an idea for a plugin, was able to scaffold it and like take the feedback that you gave me. So I'm interested in exploring more of that later, but it was a highlight for me over the break.
Yeah. So I'm resistant to people writing plugins with AI.
And why would that be, Luke? What context might you have for dealing with plugins? And
the plugin review queue is climbing and climbing and climbing. We are getting more submissions per day than we ever had before, more than twice the number than this time last year. And most of those are AI slop. Oh. And there's a good number of people who have really taken the time. And the problem with AI slop plugins is you reply to the author and say, here's your review that I've put in my time into. And then they reply back with AI-generated email. They've just taken my review, thrown it at Cursor or whatever IDE they use, and then send me back the plugin with an auto-generated AI email too, which is so rude. It ends up being that I spend more time reviewing the plugin and suggesting changes than you spend working on your plugin. You know what I mean? Or at least I spend more time looking at the code than you spend looking at your code. I don't think that should. I think that's, should it be allowed? Yes. Is it rude? Is it bad manners? Yeah, I think that's bad manners.